Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. That would be me. I hope you are all having a lovely evening, because I certainly am. It has been a very long day, and I'm excited to end it here with everyone here. So thank you all for coming. I greatly appreciate it. Now, as we wait for more people to show up, let's see. Oh my goodness, there's something clean. Something I wanted to share later. Oh, it's on there twice. Oh my goodness. Okay, we're going to have to X that out. Sorry, just preparing stuff for tonight. Again, thank you for coming. Hello, guests. If you're a guest and you want to participate, have people remember you, you should definitely sign up for a little free account. You can create your own name, and then we know you by name. You can come up with whatever you want to. Your name is very unique, and it shows a lot of characteristic about you, a lot of traits that you can pick up on. Well, hello, Ian. Thank you for coming. All right. Oh my goodness, we have a lot of listeners. So, now that you guys are here, what I want to do is bring in a little bit of atmosphere, if you will. I'm going to play a song for you, and hopefully it will be able to get us better connected. So, enjoy. It's called Feeling Deeper.
One, two, three, go.
I will always have inside a sadness in my heart. Bittersweet relationships and start from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. Feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath. Feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that one. That was, like I said, Feeling Deeper. So I hope you are feeling a little bit on a more intense level. I know I certainly am. I'm feeling a little spontaneous, a little crazy tonight. I don't know. It could be that I'm drinking a Sparks. You know, I'm not sure. Oh, my goodness. My brother wants to know the site. Oh, all these text messages coming in. Sorry, I may have to check them spontaneously, so... Don't mind, don't worry, I'll forewarn you, I'll just stop talking, because I'll probably just keep going forever. So, with that being said, I want to talk about the last show. If you guys missed it, please check it out. It was a very intense show last week. It is archived, and you can look at it, you can listen to it at any time. Just click on my page, click on the links that I've sent you. That you've got everywhere, I'm sure. Or if not, it's on that very page that you're on right now. And then you can go down and click the archive shows or just click on my profile and enjoy. Now, it was last week's episode, and what we were talking about was, how do I recap all of that? Of course, we were speaking about love. There's a lot of planetary shifts going on, and it's been affecting pretty much everybody. So we talked about how all that kind of incorporates with us, And it's really like a motivational thing. At least it was for me. When I said it, oh my goodness, last week, you guys, after I had done all of that and then, you know, played the song afterwards, I was like in such high energy. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, how can I explain this feeling? It completely just enigmatic. Like, enigmatic is the perfect word for that. Like, can't really can't describe it, nor is it like able to be controlled. It was like so rushing and spontaneous. I wish you all could have experienced that. It was really nice. So maybe as time goes on, as I look at my watch here, that we'll be able to share one of those kind of experiences. But we'll see. Only time can tell. And we'll be here for a while, so make good use of it, right? Anyways. Oh my gosh. Did you hear that screeching? You can tell I totally live in the city. There's car screeches and ambulances and sirens. Oh my gosh. And I do the show out of the garage, so you definitely might be able to hear that. Anyways. So go ahead and take a look at the old show again. Catch up on it. Because I may be referring to it from time to time. Let's see, I'm going to talk about a little bit about today, since we're still in Thursday right now. Today, the 17th, is Constitution Day, and I thought it was perfect, because, you know, oh my goodness, sorry, I'm getting blown up right now. Hang on, I got to figure out. My brother can make it. He's been an avid listener. Okay, sorry. I like to do a lot of things at once. So, anyways, Constitution Day. That's pretty cool. You know, our Constitution was founded today in 1787. So a bunch of years ago, we had a new set of rules, I guess. And it's funny how they reflect on us today. And I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting. Oh my gosh, I forgot about my switchboard. Okay, cool. Anyways, I don't know. Maybe it's time for a new one. I think it surely is. I think we definitely need to revise that. And, who would write it? That's a good question. I wonder who would be the founders of it. I hope not Obama or any of them. Oh my goodness. I'd be jumping ship very soon. Or maybe we just might jump ourselves. Who knows? So, I don't know. I don't think that's I did. But happy Constitution Day, everybody. It's pretty cool that we're in the U.S. I realized this, too, the other day, that I'm really glad to be here because I have the opportunity to be able to think about my dreams and then act upon them. But just to being able to have the chance to think about what I want to do before I do it for a lot of my life is a pretty cool opportunity. So I'm grateful for that. That's something I've been thinking about for a little bit lately. So, I also wanted to share with you guys, I think I found where I want to go to school, finally. There's this place, of course, in California, and it is called IONS, the Institute of Noetic Science. And I've never heard of Noetic Science before today, so I did a little bit of research, and it's pretty cool. I can give you a little breakdown of it just to kind of explain it to you better. Okay, let's see. Sorry, I just wanted to get to the right page. I don't want to give you false information. Okay, IONS is a nonprofit membership organization located in Northern California that conducts and sponsors leading-edge research into the potentials and powers of consciousness, including perceptions, beliefs, attention, intention, and intuition. The Institute maintains a commitment to science while exploring phenomena that have been largely overlooked by mainstream science. So I'm pretty sure that's right up my alley. Like, that's definitely where I should go. I cannot wait. I'm going to apply for this internship, see what I can do with that. I don't know. I think it would be definitely worthwhile. All right. So, I'm thinking about taking everybody through a little bit of a journey, but I don't know. I'm not sure. It's going to be an interesting journey, and something that I have never done before on the radio show, so we'll try it out. But first, I'm going to play a song for you. We're going to get a little electronic with this song called Electronic Music.
Thank you.
That was electronic music. I hope you enjoyed. It was a little electronic, as you could tell. So, that's a little favorite of mine. Let's see. There's quite a few things I would like to talk about tonight. First one being my most recent revelation, epiphany, if you will. Oh my goodness, so many things. Let me just... Oh my goodness. Oh, next. It's a site. Sorry, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Okay. Totally losing my train of thought. Hey, now I am getting mad at being interrupted. Okay. So, I called in one of those, somebody else's show, another BTR show, and called in for like a reading because they're psychic or mediums, healers, whatever they classify themselves as. And I called in and they told me quite a few interesting things. They told me to take salt baths. I don't know what the significance is about that. But I think I'm going to just ride out, see what good comes out of it. Who knows? That'll be quite an experience. I don't even know where to get bath salt. I was thinking about just putting like your old, you know, umbrella girl salt into the bath and whatever. We'll see. Also, I said to think happily, think positive thoughts. I guess we all need to remember to do that. And this is your friendly little reminder, is just keep positive thoughts in your conscious and everything will turn out alright. As long as you follow things that make you happy, you'll be fine. So just remember, just smile and think about things that make you smile. Oh, Epsom salt. Okay. Well, I'll have to write that down. Epsom. Why, thank you, sir. All right, so they also told me that I'm a medium and that I have very qualifying skills to be a medium, which I thought was pretty cool. Actually, you know what I can do is since Blog Talk Radio is so amazing, I have the show still, and I'm going to play it for you. I just got to find the right spot. Hang on one moment. Oh, okay. Totally found it. All right. I will show you what the conversation was like.
Sorry, is that a yes?
This other girl was breaking up before me, so I had to wait.
Sorry.
Alright. What? Okay, thank you. Hello, 440, error code 440. Hello. Hi, what's your name and your question, please?
This is Brandon, and I have a little inquiry. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to focus on my career and like my success, but I feel that my need for a relationship is getting in the way. I'm like, I kind of just want to know my next step, you know, like the next thing that I need to focus on and just take care of, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I'm struck by the fact that you said where your need for a relationship is getting in the way of your How is that showing itself to you? Is it, how is your work life balance, Brendan?
Well, I mean, I just finally got a job after being jobless for a year, and
well done.
Thank you. And then I started doing personal work, I guess, like trying to reach out to as many people as I possibly can, you know, help others and love and spread everything that, you know, spread light around. And I feel that sometimes I just get too sidetracked for wanting a relationship. And, like, it's like I want both, but I can't have my kids need it too, you know?
Okay. In one way, I think that's very wise, because there are times in our lives when other aspects will take priority over the love life and the emotional life, and then there are other times in our lives when the emotional love life will take priority over, you know, work and everything else. For me, I've never seen personal work and development work as something that means that you can't have your cake and eat it. If you are doing your personal work and you are nurturing yourself, I mean, it seems to me you're absolutely getting your life together now. You know, you had the situation where you were unemployed, but that's changed. So you need to give yourself a big pat on the back, and I think really just calm down on the on making any new drama for yourself, because you just, if that's wasted energy, you don't need to do that. I'm getting Asriel, Archangel Asriel, around you a lot, Brendan. I think that you are a natural counselor, but I would ask you, I would counsel you not to get too over-analytical at what's going on with you. And also I would say definitely keep on doing your work and nurturing yourself, because then you, you know, the more clearing that you do, it will lead to passion. I just, I think that that's a, you need to do a little bit of clearing, get yourself sorted and steady on your feet with this new job, and then, you know, the relationship will then start to take care of itself.
Yeah, Brendan, I'm picking up very much, Elizabeth is quite right, that you are carrying a fair bit of negative energy, I think, from a past relationship still. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's some unfinished business, but it's within yourself. It means you have to really sort of draw a line under this. And what I'm also getting is the need to kind of purify your life. And I think this is lifestyle. I think it's diet. I think you definitely need to drink more water.
Sure.
Which, you know, flushes out toxins in your system.
And I'm getting salt baths for you, which is something that you need to do. Put bath salts in a bath and have a detox bath every week at least.
Brendan, I'm also getting that it would really help you to be attending workshops and seminars, you know, doing some study to kind of learn up on your subject or learn some new subjects that are in line with, you know, what you're trying to do.
And explore your medium capabilities as well. You have the talent to be a medium.
Yeah. You, once again, like the caller earlier on, are very clairsentient already. You are very, your emotional sensitivity is very good. Your gut feeling, if you like,
which is great.
Very, very good. Your intuition.
Yeah.
I'm definitely trying to get.
Good.
Yeah, and
staying with that and like trying to find out the next teacher that I can learn from, the best, either the best or just a group of them. You know, I want to learn from as many people as I can.
Yeah.
Ask Archangel Zadkiel to bring the teacher to you.
That's so funny.
Why, he's sat next to you already, having a cup of tea together. So this is what we get for you. Definitely a medium, and if you get that down pat, you're going to bring a lot of comfort to a lot of people.
Yeah. Brendan, just to sum up, I am definitely getting that there is a relationship coming. There is a power way. But I think this is going to be held back until you do this clearing. It won't come into your life until you have finally drawn a line under the last relationship and you've done some clearing. But I also need to tell you that you really need to think happily and build a bit more fun into your life and think that things can happen. You know, be positive rather than thinking, oh, I can't have my cake and eat it. Of course you can. Think that I can have it all.
You can have it all, darling. You can have it all.
Those positive things will bring lovely, lovely results to you. One very last thing. I feel that I've got your grandparents. I think it's your grandfather around me, but we're kind of running out of time. So thank you very much for your call, Brendan. And we will...
God bless.
Yeah. Good luck.
We'll leave that with you.
Bye-bye now.
So, how do you like that? That was crazy. I love how they leave me with, oh, by the way, I have your grandparents around me, your grandfather, but we're running out of time. What the heck does that mean? Ridiculous. And yes, I love the fact that they had accents. That was so lovely. They're so fun to talk to. And, like, I was so nervous to call one of them and, like, talk. Like, I participate in a bunch of the chats, like, on BTR and listen to a bunch of them, you know, chat away with people. And I finally called in, and I don't know why I won, but I definitely did. Oh, freaking Twitter. And it was awesome. I'm so glad I did. It was a really good feeling. I suggest that everybody goes out and starts looking around on Blog Talk Radio here and finding other people's show to listen to, because this is a really great place to talk and share information. Like, seriously, I think some of you listening would definitely enjoy it. Now, like I said, thinking about taking everybody through a little journey tonight, because I'm feeling like things have got to go places, and it's my intuition kind of guiding me into the right place, and that's how I pretty much run every show. It's like right on the verge of now. Like, sometimes I plan it, sometimes I don't. It all just kind of comes and goes. I don't know. But like I said, it's a really sweet experience. Let's see what's going on in the chat real quick. Luscious skin. Well, I mean, I am a man and I do work a lot with my hands, but my skin is pretty fair, I would say. But be helping luscious people. No, ladies say lush people. No, a lot of people. I would be helping, like, a lot of people if I open up the medium side, quote unquote, and I don't know. For example, let's see who we can help. We have a caller. 440. First numbers are 532, so let's get you through here.
You're gay. And,
hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Shanaynay Shaniqua Shakira Jones House, East Staff Bitch.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yes.
Well, how are you, Reba baby?
Who?
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 What is
Did
what?
You say Reba?
Yes.
This ain't no Reba shit.
What? Who is it?
I told you who this is. This is Shanaynay Shaniqua Shakira Jones, bitch. This ain't Reba.
God. Who is it?
It's Shanae.
Well,
you should know who this is, because I'm famous.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. No.
It is thirsty. Are you on a speaker?
Turn on channel 55. It's E, and you'll see me.
Are you
probably hanging out with Nicole Richie. What'd you say?
Oh my god. Are you next to Tony?
Who's there?
No, he's with me, Brandon.
What the heck? Who is this?
This is Nae Nae. Shit, bitch. How many times I gotta tell your ass? This is Nae Nae Tonto. Yeah, or you can call me fucking Raven Tipton. Or London Baxter.
Well, do you have something to say? Because I got a little show to do.
I don't know. Everybody send me money because I'm famous and everybody loves this hoe.
Well, good luck with that, babe. And thank you for calling in. All right. So that was an interesting conversation. Oh, my goodness. I'm gay people. Oh, my. We have a lot of callers. Glad to see everything is filling up. That girl was not that luscious. It was not a very luscious girl that I would want to meet. Well, anyways, that was such an interesting conversation. Kind of threw me for a loop there. You people are crazy. I swear, the people that hit me up, oh my goodness. They are such interesting characters. But I love it. You guys make my world go round. I mean, they could be drunk, but who knows? Honestly, I wouldn't even, it wouldn't even faze me if they weren't. So, in lieu of that, we need to talk about something else. Now, again, I announced last week that I'm looking for people that want to get on the show and talk and have their, depending on, like, our chemistry, I'm looking maybe for a co-host or a couple of people to mix things up a little bit, make sure there's, like, a little bit of all opinions. So, if you have an idea, or you have something to say, and you want to be a part of the show, then I highly suggest message me, or, you know, just approach me, call me even, and say, oh, hey, I have an idea, blah, 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 you know. I'm a pretty flexible guy, so all ideas are welcome. All opinions matter to me. So go ahead and speak your mind, because I can totally read it. Oh, man, I'm so excited for that. All right. Now, what I want to play for you is one of my favorite sounds, and there's something that I wanted to read to you, and it's pretty, I think it's pretty powerful. Let's see, I gotta look it up in my book, my favorite book. I'm almost done, by the way, remember? I only have like 3 pages left. I cannot believe it. Friggin' been so short of a time. Oh my goodness. Like, I wrote this book, I started it in the beginning of this year, and it's like, done. Oh my gosh. This would be a pretty entertaining thing. Oh my gosh, I'm flipping through this, right? Okay, I'm going to come up with 30 ways to entertain your poor life. I don't even know if it's actually 30. But that's just what came out. Are you ready for this list? I'm going to share it with you guys. Wash dishes, experiment with drugs, make random drives or dummy missions, show up at any party or have a party, keep up and chat with people online, research a topic of interest, keep a journal, also a dream journal separate from your personal journal, talk about life and its meaning and where it has gone and where you think it might go, conquer a fear, make a new friend, create a new dinner, get Polar Pops continuously, theorize, create anything, create new ideas, art, games, anything, search for satisfaction, and set things on fire. I like the last one. It's always fun. Alright, so what I'm looking for is this reading. I feel like it has just left my mind. Where is it? What does it even look like? Don't be so salty. Only the natural ones. They're a very fun experience. Alright. Now, I've played this before, but I want you to experience this. And I'm also going to resonate very well with this, sending a bunch of vibes and energy. We do have a blocked caller. It's 111111111. So I wonder who that is. Oh my goodness. If it's somebody ridiculous, I'm just going to hang up. So let's see what they have to say. Hello, ones. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Prue Hollowell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to say, Prue?
I have a vision for the world.
And what's that?
That everybody is going to die.
That is not a good vision. That is not a very good vision. Oh my goodness. I don't like that. Oh, what a weird night. Alright. So, here is the sound. It's the sound of all sounds. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to try and clear this negative energy away and see if we can bring in something else. So please resonate with me as we listen and bring ourselves to peace. Thank you. All right. I feel better. Ooh. I feel more at peace, and I feel way more comfortable. I'm back in my own skin. You know what I'm saying? So, what I would like to propose, if anybody would like to call in, chat with me, talk about anything you want. Doesn't matter. I am open to all calls. But if not, then I would like to take you on a little journey on something that is very comforting to me and that I practice, not religiously, but I listen to it in spare time and to uplift my spirits. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes people go to church to uplift their spirits. Other times people listen to music, so I take it hand in hand. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait to hit the sack tonight, by the way. I've been up since 5-something in the morning. I had to work at 6. And then I had to work a double, so I cannot believe I'm here. No, I believe it. Every Thursday. So, we don't have any callers, which, that's alright. I'm alright with that. Oh, we do. Let's see.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Can I get the number 20?
Nothing. Fucking chilling.
Oh, yeah?
With curly fries and a Mountain Dew.
What are you
doing? I heard you said, what?
What are you doing?
Fucking hanging out with some stupid ass bitch named Shanae.
Oh, my.
She's a fucking retard. I yelled at her just so you know.
Oh, well, thanks. That's all right. It was a fun call.
I know. It was funny. I was cracking up. You're some hoe, though. But anyway, you said that you were up at fucking what time, dude? 5:30?
Yeah.
Dude, I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning last night and woke up at fucking 4:30 because I went out to Marysville to see my mother this morning, bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. So don't you tell me about waking up early.
I guess you got me beat.
Oh, yeah. 2.5 hours. I got you beat. That's how much sleep I got last night.
Yeah, well, I got to work in the morning again, too.
So do I. 9 o'clock.
Ooh, I work at 10.
I opened my store finally by myself.
Oh, wow. Well, congrats.
Yeah.
That's always
amazing.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. I just felt like calling in, saying hi, because I got your text message.
Ah, I'm glad that.
And I didn't call last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't see you. That's all right. I had a bunch of drunk people call in last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's funny shit.
It was pretty entertaining. I figured that Shanae was drunk.
No, she's just a fucking high bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
you
she's fucking
crazy.
Retard.
All right, honey. Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
All right. Well, thank you, Reba, honey, for calling in. Hopefully that we can get some more entertaining experience. Shanae was, oh my goodness. What a handful. Anyways, so, I'm feeling I want to leave you guys with that, but I think we're going to put this on in the background. We're going to take it pretty chill, and I'm going to take you through one of my favorite self-centering exercises. It's a really great relaxer, and you can do it whenever you choose. This is a technique that you can just visualize and do it whenever you like. So, oh my goodness, so many Twitter updates. Ugh. I'm going to play some little music in the background. We're going to play that same sound just because it's absolutely beautiful. Now, what I want you to do, if you're just sitting at home and you have the ability to close your eyes, just do so. Get calm and comfortable and listen to the sound of my voice. Don't need to worry about typing. Don't need to worry about chatting on the phone. Just sit in your own state of mind and following the direction of my voice as it will lead you on a path. A path of complete relaxation. A path that will lead you to your inner intuition and the best guidance, making you feel completely calm, at ease, free of any worries or stress. As your eyes are closed, I want you to imagine a light floating directly above your head. It is a spinning ball of white light as it permeates through all the darkness. You see this light. You can feel this light. It is spinning and whirling, lots of energy, lots of light and love energy, just spinning casually above your head. And you notice this light starts to travel down now and makes contact with the top of the head. And as it does so, you notice that where the light touches, relieves all stress and all worry in that place. And as you follow this light, as it travels down now, further past the head into the forehead and the top of the ears, making you feel completely calm, relaxed, and at ease. As this light travels further now, past the eyes and the nose, and into the roof of the mouth, really getting through the skin, muscle, into the very center of the bone, as it makes you feel completely relaxed throughout your body. As this light travels farther now, past the mouth and the chin, and into the neck, really focusing on the neck muscle. That's a lot of stress. Is held here. And as this light penetrates deep through the skin, muscle, and bone, it makes you feel completely relaxed, completely calm, completely at ease. As this light travels farther now, past the tops of the shoulders, again focusing on the shoulders, that's a lot of stress. And traveling farther now, this light passes over the forearms, chest, into the stomach, and your wrists, making you feel completely calm, completely relaxed, completely at ease. As you watch this light travel farther now, past the hands and hips, and into the thighs, really getting through the skin, getting past the muscle, and deep into the bone, in the center of your body. As this light travels farther now, past the knees, and into the shins, and back of the leg, again, really pushing through. Noticing this light with every breath that you take, feeling more calm, more relaxed, completely at ease. Your flight travels farther now, into the tops of the ankles, from the sole of the feet, really getting deep into the sole, feeling completely relaxed. As you notice the light traveling to the tips of the toes, and now you are filled with complete white light circulating throughout your body as it makes you feel calm and relaxed with every breath that you take. Listening only to the sound of my voice as it guides you and directs you into the correct place to be. As we go deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation, noticing that with every breath that you take, you feel completely relaxed, completely at ease, focusing on yourself, sitting deep inside your own thoughts, as you muddle around and have constant brain chatter, accompanied with my voice running throughout your mind. Notice this light again. Hold this light. Hold this energy. Feel it in every part of your being. What I'm going to give to you now is a miracle. I want something amazing to happen to you all that are listening right now. I want to be able to show my appreciation, and I'm going to take you through another journey. It's a special journey, and like I said, I've done this many times before, and I've had great results, so please take this miracle and apply it to your life.
Thank you.
All right, that was a little bit of awakening your intuition. And hopefully we've got some things sparking up, and I think we do, because there's a question in the chat room. And which life experiences have become your inspiration? That is an interesting question. Now, what I'm going to have to say is it's a compilation of many things. And I guess my whole life, maybe. I learned from everything. I think every life experience has something to be learned from. I think that all people hold something of value for you to learn from. And I think that anything brought into your life is something to learn from. I just want to learn as best as I can and learn how to always maintain positive thoughts throughout any situation. And I think that's an accomplished being, is being able to stay happy and resonate at a higher level of consciousness and live a happy, successful life. I think that that is an accomplished human being. At least for now, in these standards, things are definitely changing. Our consciousness are all expanding. We're going through a very amazing time, and I'm very glad I'm here. I'm very glad that I'm going to be able to witness one of the most amazing acts done by humankind from history to date, but they won't matter much, I don't think, after this. I am excited, and this is a reason why I started the show, is to be able to connect with you, to be able to have myself out there when people need me. And I mean, hey, they may not be jumping the gun right now, but, what if I wasn't there in the first place? Then they wouldn't even know where to go. Well, I mean, it's not like they wouldn't know where to go. It's just that that wouldn't even be an opportunity. It wouldn't even be a thought for anybody's mind to cross. So thank you for coming in tonight. I very much appreciate it. It's a very loving move on your part, as I am doing this out of love for myself and for my people that I live with, my brothers, my sisters, all of humankind. I value everyone. And I try not to judge, which I always have sometimes a little problem with, but I think we all do it. I think it's our ego. You know, our ego keeps us safe. It's a natural human characteristic. So, I mean, I guess I'm glad that I have it because I like to be protected. But to a certain extent, you don't want your ego to override and become the most powerful thing in you because, well, then you're not going to be happy. So, that's all right. That's on them. Oh my gosh, I feel so weird tonight. Such a weird night. But, I don't know, I hope that explains it better. I guess, I think I talked about this before in a previous show, but I had a very life-changing experience that kind of opened me to, I guess, my more spiritual side. I was with a friend, and we went through something just completely, I guess the word would be expanding. I might have to use the word enigmatic again, because that's just how it was. It was just so profound. And undistinguishable from anything else that I've ever felt before. So, after that night, I feel like it's been like this continual dream. I feel like I've been in a dream for a while. And I'm gonna wake up one day. But like, I also feel like that it's just a constant, long, long dream. And like when we go to bed and go to sleep and quote unquote dream, I don't know if it's really dreaming, we're just using our subconscious. I mean, our mind goes through different levels, but I think we can go through that any time. As long as you just sit there and you surround yourself in a state of complete body paralysis and let your brain, you know, work. I think, I don't know, I had a weird experience last week, or it might have been the week before, but it was recent. And I felt like, okay, this is what it felt like. I was lying in bed and just laying there, and then kept laying there and was still awake for a while. And then my body had hit the stage of sleep paralysis. So like I was sitting there and like I was delusional and like not all there with it, but like I was still conscious. And I was consciously aware that I was conscious. And then my body didn't move. And I just laid there. And then it felt like something was like almost scanning my brain or like being combed over or looked over, you know, like a computer scans and looks through its files to look for viruses or something. That's kind of what it felt like. It was really weird, and like I could hear it, not like outside, but like inside, and like it was just one of the weirdest feelings ever. I don't know. I mean, some doctors may call that crazy. Some spiritualists may call that a sign from an angel. Who knows? You know, I take each opinion with a grain of salt. And there's me. So I'm a makeup of all possibility. It's infinitely limitless. There are no limits for me. And I'm glad that we can share in that. And hopefully I can transfer some of that to you and give you some limitless potential. And just sit in the infinite of life and your soul. Just picture in your mind retracing a figure eight. It makes you feel really calm and relaxed. It always makes me, whenever I'm in a weird state, I just trace it around, sometimes with my eyes or something. And it centers myself. It's pretty cool. Just because it's a continual flow, you know? I think you all can relate to that. What a crazy night. So, I hope you enjoyed these journeys that I have sent for you. If you'd like to call in and talk about it, please go ahead and do so. Just raise your hand. See if you had anything life-changing or, you know, a crazy idea or a crazy thought. Totally go ahead and share it. Also, if you're listening to this on archive, you can go ahead and shoot me an email or send me some sort of message, and I will definitely get back to you. I'm easy to get a hold of, so don't hesitate. I'm here for everybody, even the people in the future. That's a little weird to think about. Oh, I'm glad that you can relate. That's very well. I try to have people relate. It's pretty much the whole point, you know. And try to create as much compassion between the two as I can. So, I want to talk about some future shows. What I'm going to be doing next show is I will be doing tarot card readings. And they're actually a special set of cards. They are, I think they're called Saituna's Fortune cards, and I'm very well acquainted with them, and I would like to be able to share them with you and give you a reading, you know, if you call in, and we'll talk, and then we'll let you know what the cards say for you. So if you're interested in that, come on back next week. Or, again, if you're listening in the archive, make sure you listen in on Thursday. Every Thursday night at 11 o'clock. And we'll do a little reading. See if you're just beginning your night, how it will go. Or if you'd like, you know, a little three-day preview, you can do that as well. That's a nine-card reading, so definitely a little bit more. And I think you would enjoy it. Also, I have a couple of interesting exercises to do. One of them is about finding a solution. And I feel like next week could be an intense week. And it's a little thing that I've created that it's kind of scary a little bit, I'm not going to lie. But like I said, there's a solution, so take the two with a grain of salt and keep your imagination running so that you can come back and see what it's all about. Either next week we'll be doing that if we don't have too many people calling in for the tarot reading. So it's totally depends. I mean, you guys helped create the show, so we will see how that path unfolds. I got to get working on my psychic and medium abilities, because I need to be able to see future shows in advance so I can, like, plan better. That would be so much easier. Oh, I'm pretty excited to start that. Or do something with that. I got to hit the library soon, hit the books, and keep my nose in a book. I've been staying really busy lately. I don't know what it is. I've been working, planning, and going places and traveling, and oh my goodness, constant meeting up with people, and oh, it has been very, very busy lately. But I like it. It's making the time definitely pass, and feels good. As I read one of my old lyrics, that's funny. Oh, well, thank you, Kalina Moon. I just tried. You know, I do my best. I'm working on it. So, again, if you have any thoughts that you would like to share with us, sometimes I have some very special listeners and I like to project something out into, well, I guess the world. Well, anywhere this goes, I don't even know who listens. Like, it would be so interesting if I could just find out who is listening to my show. I just wonder if it's the right people. I wonder if it's the right step. I need to definitely get in contact with some higher beings, get some information, and keep traveling on my little path. I'm always looking up something. I'm always trying to look for something. Always searching. I don't know. I guess it's in my nature. I'm the fool. I'm very foolish. Hold on to many dreams. But, hey, if you don't have dreams in the first place, then you can't make them come true. And I think I might be fulfilling my dream teacher. little qualification, I guess. Hopefully I'm passing some good things on. I feel last week was a very intense week with some old relationships that were occurring in my life. And that, I don't know, made me kind of, uneasy. Now the situation has escalated completely in just drama, drama, drama. And I never thought I had drama in my life until a lot of people pointed it out to me, said something. I'm like, what? What? No way. There's no way I have drama. You gotta be thinking of somebody else. But I've been trying my best to eliminate that. And I'm doing a good job, like I said, I'm keeping happy, positive thoughts, always in, you know, my conscious thinking, and it's working out well. And so again, this is one of my favorites. I definitely want to play this again because I feel it sets a certain tone, and I want to play it before we sign off. So again, everybody, let's just feel a little bit deeper.
One, two, three, go.
I will always have inside of that my heart. Bittersweet relationships and start from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. Feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all the chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has a crazy cycle, and that's the end of your turn.
Well, hopefully that I've played it the second time and you have a different feeling from it, different opinion. I think that it might resonate a little bit differently, especially with all the different kinds of information that was sent out tonight. And I hope that it has brought you something new. I hope that you have had some sort of amazing realization. And if not, have one in your dreams. I want everybody to remember and have safe, amazing, peaceful dreams, as I always intend to do so. I can't even remember the last time I had a nightmare or a dream that I wanted to wake up from. I can't even remember one of those. All of my dreams have been so wonderful. I would never trade them for anything else. They're the one things that I hang on to, and that always put me in the right direction. And yes, I am very much inquisitive, and I am very much a traveler. I've been doing it since birth. I've moved around so many times, I don't even know where the right place is. Except apparently, well, I got a reading, and they said Ohio. So, does that just mean I like to listen to what everybody else says? I do like outside opinions, but when I decide to go somewhere where the people and the opinions are nice, then that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I don't want to be by anybody bad. The environment's got to be good. It's only your moods and the way your ways of thinking definitely reflects on your surroundings. And, well, if you let it, that is. And I don't let it. I can't. Not now. Not anymore, at least. I don't even think I ever did. night when he was a kid. Crazy realizations here. See, I have them the whole time, even while we're having the show. I just have crazy thoughts that I have to write down. Oh my goodness. Well, it has been an absolutely fabulous show. I'm very pleased. And I, again, thank you all for coming and participating, chatting with me, and even all the crazy calls tonight. They're still very much loved and appreciated. So, with that being said, again, remember, next week we'll be doing the tarot card reading, the happy fortune, and what else? Possibly that little solution thing, finding a key to your problems. It depends on what the vibrations were like this next coming week. I almost said this past week. Oh, man. Getting way ahead of myself here. Maybe I'm already jumping into the future. Oh, maybe I already figured that out. Yes, another thought to write in the notebook. Well, again, thank you guys for coming. I very much appreciate it. You guys are wonderful and adoring fans. And I hope that you have taken this miracle and awakened intuition into a complete conscious state of mind, and it's this next week. I'll talk to you guys next week. I love you very much. Have a good night.